Fuck you, class. What was he like? Ooh.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
You're listening to Sapnin Podcast.
Sapnin!
Sapnin!
You are listening to episode 134 of Sapnin Podcast with myself, Sean Smith, and my good friend, Morgan Richards.
Yes, it's me, Morgan Richards. And if you're looking for something to help waken the demon, then this episode contains an army of noise that's not dead yet.
Right, start that again. What was the first line? Do the first line again.
I've used waken the demon.
No.
Army of noise.
Yeah, no, yes. No. I know. No, shut up. I know what you've used. Tell me the context in which you jammed them together
right,
again.
Right, Sean, I know the thing.
What
is,
was the sentence?
The thing is...
No, don't look away. Look at your notes. Look at the shit you wrote down and tell me the exact sentence again that you just said.
Sometimes, Sean, I know my puns don't fall. They crash
look,
around me.
Oh, if you've had that one set up because you knew this fucking argument was going to happen, I fuck... Oh my, I'm vibrating with anger. I haven't even had a coffee. Now and that's... Oh! This week's guest is Bullet for My Valentine bassist, multi-instrumentalist, and all-round fantastic human being and lovely good egg. And I am very lucky to call him a friend. This week's guest is Jamie Mateus of Bullet for My Valentine.
Yes, an absolute superstar. Now, most people listening to this will probably know him as Bullet's resident bass and screaming saint for the last 6 years. But Jamie is someone that both myself and Sean have a lot of history with. Since a young age, he's absolutely grafted and earned his stripes across the music industry with bands, different projects, and being a tech once, we'll get to that, but it's been absolutely incredible to see him not only live his dream recently, but contribute so much to a band as big as Bullet for My Valentine. Have you ever met anyone more determined to make it in music than Jamie?
It's mad, isn't it? It's crazy. Like, when we were talking through this interview, like, as you'll see later on, his life's a film. His life is a movie waiting to be made. And it's just, it means the world to me knowing that me and my friends somehow helped or made a difference in some way to seeing someone completing their dreams and living their dreams. Yeah, he's been a friend of mine for, I don't know, it's got to be, what year are we in now? 2021. I don't know, it's got to be 15, maybe longer, 15, 20 years nearly. You know, he's from not far away from where we live. He's from the same area as Snoz from The Blackout. And, him and Snoz were really good friends. And, yeah, like you said, he's worked very, very hard. He started with his band A470, which were a good band with not a great name, which we always pushed forward for him to change. And they changed it to Revoca, and then Revoca did well. And then, yeah, you'll hear the story. You'll hear the story of how we met Bullet. And, his new side project as well now.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there's a lot of surprises in this conversation, and we're going to dive deep into his career, remind him of his humble Welsh beginnings, and get him to live the ultimate fan-to-band experience. But this episode comes at a great timing, because today marks a fresh cycle for Bullet as they release their new single, Knives, and finally get to showcase what they've been working on for the last 2 years. So not only will we get an insight into all of that, but how much his life has changed completely in these last years, what happened to his band Revolca, new project Shadow Addict, and headlining the iconic grounds of Donington Park this weekend at Download Festival Pilot.
Yes, when this goes out, this is June 18th, 2021, and this weekend is the Download Pilot. Yeah, we were lucky enough to be invited by Download, so thank you very much to Andy and the gang there. And yeah, what a weekend. This is hopefully, I think it's going to be amazing. 10,000 people at Donington for a mini Download with Britain's finest bands and a cover band. And yeah, I cannot wait to see these bands' faces, and yeah, people are going to be buzzing. Like, I'm excited now to see people like Lucas Woodland, like all of the Holding Absence boys after they come off stage is going to be, I genuinely believe that is going to be an absolute moment in Holding Absence music history, if not Welsh music history. I think that's going to be, it's literally going to, they're on the map already. They're on the map. They're doing well. They're about to show the scale of which they can do things, I think. So, yeah, I'm just excited for loads of these bands to be playing. Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. I can't wait. So, yeah. And, yeah, I saw Jamie yesterday, actually. And I saw Padge, because we rehearsed in the same place. And, yeah, they're looking forward to it. They really, really can't wait. And I can't wait to see them and see all these people with their fucking massive grins. Imagine if anybody on stage is miserable.
Oh, well, some of them will have to be for their aesthetics and stuff, really, but...
Nah. You can't. Who has to?
Sleep Token.
Oh, that's true. They can't draw smiles. Unless they draw smiles
unless,
on.
Unless they've got new masks. Unless they got new masks for it. But no, this weekend is going to be a momentous one in UK music. And just seeing bands get back out there and playing live events. As Sean mentioned, we, Sapman Podcast, have been invited to cover it. So if you see us at the festival, make sure to come up, shout Sapman, take a selfie or whatever. And expect a lot of Download Pilot goodness on the podcast, our social media.
Take a selfie. Nobody's going to want to take a selfie.
They might go, oh, look at these two ugly freaks I've just seen. Jesus Christ, you never know. But there's going to be loads of content coming on the podcast, on our social media, and our Patreon page within the next few weeks coming from it. So make sure you keep an eye on all of that and give us a follow on social media at Sapnin Pod.
Yes, at SAPPENINPOD, at SAPPENINPOD on Twitter and Instagram. Let us know your thoughts. Let us know questions you have about anything. We will literally talk. Hey, if you've viewed more than two of these episodes, you know we will talk about any bollocks.
Yeah.
We talked about the offspring, about the most important issue in the world, which is their favourite shower unit.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Yeah. At Sapnin Pod on Twitter and Instagram. And also, if you've listened to three or more episodes of the podcast and enjoyed it, you have to check out patreon.com/sapnin to help support the podcast and keep this free bastard going.
Yes, there's loads of different tiers available on our Patreon, and all of them get you exclusive access to a load of extra content and goodies, from playlists, bonus podcasts, announcements before we're even allowed to tell anybody, and just a whole lot more. And as I said, we're going to be getting loads of secret conversations only for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sapnin, as well as the podcast. So make sure you check all of that out, and just send us a message in general wherever you are listening to this podcast. If you're listening to it on the way up to Download, let us know. If you're listening on the way back, maybe you're at the field, maybe you woke up really early one morning and you've gone for a piss and you need two Welsh idiots, well, three Welsh idiots telling you absolute nonsense to help you go. Maybe you're in a different country and sad you don't get to see these bands. We want to know at Sapnin Pod on Twitter and Instagram. But before we ramble on anymore, why don't we just get into this wonderful conversation with the saint that is Jamie of Bullet for my Valentine.
Now, you rambled on.
We all rambled. The whole thing is a fucking ramble.
Anyway, wait, no, we have to do a warning.
Yes.
Guys, this is going to be extremely Welsh. Right? We don't... If at any point you're thinking, are they speaking Welsh? The answer is no, they're not. They're just speaking to each other how they would if they saw each other in the street.
Yeah.
And for that, I apologise already. And if it's too fast for you, I've noticed on podcast apps, you can maybe turn the speed down. So maybe slow it down. So anyway, here we go. Episode 134 with a fantastic Jamie Mateus. Here we go. Sapnin! It's fucking Welsh, mind. Oh.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Sapnin!
There he is!
Yes!
There is.
This week's guest is singer, songwriter, bassist, multi-instrumentalist, in fact.
I was just going to say multi-millionaire, then.
I was about to say, as soon as I finish talking, that's my first fucking question. Yes, this week's guest is Bullet for My Valentine and Shadow Addict member Jamie Mateus. Yes. How are you, brother?
Oh, good. How's it going, boys?
Yeah, not
Thanks
bad.
Thanks for having me on.
Not bad. Pleasure. We've wanted to get you on for a while, man. I'm excited to catch up. It's just being a little bit.
Yeah, it has, man. Like I said, thanks for having me on. I'm a fan of you guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's good to be on, man.
How are things anyway, man? How have you been for like this last year in the crazy world? How's the family? How's the kid?
Yeah, everything's going well. It's been, a year and a half, like, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
It's been challenging at times. But just getting through it, you know, just trying to pick the positives of all the last 16 months through with this, like, you know, family's great. I think that's a massive positive, spending time with Jesse and Sarah, you know. Yeah, all good, like.
Nice.
Well, when was, before all this broke out, before the virus broke out, like, what was the longest period that you've been home for a while?
Well, yeah, it's been a while. It's obviously since 2015. This is probably the longest that I've been home. So it's been frustrating at times, but then it's been awesome as well. Do you know what I mean? Because you get to spend the time with the family. Yeah, just work on other stuff, you know. When Bullet stopped, we stopped touring in 2019, which was, looking back, perfect timing. You know what I mean? We finished the Gravity Cycle in South America in November. We done Knotfest Mexico, which was an amazing show. The plan was for us to take a year off anyway to write and record, you know, the new album. So in a sense, it didn't really make that much of a difference to us because we knew we were having a year off. We were kind of prepared anyway. Just been keeping busy, writing music, been doing stuff outside of music. You know, I've been doing some stuff with property, renovating and...
Nice. Oh,
look at this.
Bones under the armor, but...
Fucking location, 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 yeah.
Yeah, I've been doing that, which is...
You'll have fucking... You'll have Dion Dublin on the outside.
I was going to say that.
Yeah, it's mad. It's going good. Like, I'm doing one in Merthyr at the moment, so...
Oh, nice.
That's my plan, Sean. I'm going to take over Merthyr, but...
Oh, you come in here. You come in for it. All right. All right. And I warn everybody. I'll do a town hall meeting later. And I'll let people know, oh, don't bother with this Mateus kid. He's not from round here. He's from 6 miles away.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, fuck
it. Yeah, let's... I wanted to kind of touch on your beginnings and your you joining Bullet and Shadow Addict, like, I you know, hopefully I'd like to go through it all. So when was the first time you met Bullet from Valentine, and who exactly were you with at the time?
Because this is a cool story. This is, remember when I came up with you in Europe when I was about 17, Snoz rang me up. I was still in school at the time. I was doing my A levels, and Snoz rung me up. He's like, Jim, we, you know, the Blackout, we're going on tour for 2 weeks in Europe. Our guitar tech that usually comes with us can't make it. Do you want to come up with us in guitar tech? I was like, fucking right. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, so yeah, when is it? Like, next week, is it? He's like, no, tomorrow. Meet Jay up as the car park tomorrow morning.
Oh, fuck. And I didn't know it was this short notice.
Yeah. I was like, I'm there. Do you know what I mean? And fair play, like, because obviously I was still in school, like, doing my A-levels. I was like, to my mother, I was like, you deal with the school, I'm going. So they were really cool. Like, you know, they put it down as a like work experience. And
oh, that's awesome.
Aye, what a fucking experience it was, but.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I met, obviously met Jay up Asda's in Dowlas. Cracked on, went to Europe. And I remember, you know, obviously I was fucking so excited. Like, you know, it was amazing. And I remember ringing like all my friends and family saying, I'm going on tour, like, with a Blackout in Europe for 2 weeks. They support in Linkin Park. I'm like, this is fucking nuts. Like, I mean, telling everyone, right? The only person I didn't tell, right, was my girlfriend back in school.
Oh.
I think I got to Germany, right? She was ringing me. She was like, when? I was like, oh, I'm going on tour with the Blackout for 2 weeks in Europe with Linkin Park. She's like, oh, that's me and you finished now, when is it? I was like, yeah, I think it fucking is, right? Don't know what I was expecting, right. Like. But yeah, obviously we've done that. We obviously met you up in Europe, done the shows. It was fucking out at the time for me. Like, that was just mind blowing. Like, you know, we've done the shows, Linkin Park, Pharrell. So we meet in Pharrell, and I think he was playing Alcatraz when you were in Italy. It was Rise Against, was it? Was it Rise Against?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And yeah, Padge was there, wasn't he? Because Bullet were playing either the night before or the night after. Come up, just obviously Welsh. Hey, what's happening?
That's it. When you get all the boys together, that's fucking it. Everybody gets Welsher as well.
Yeah.
It's fucking mad, isn't it?
Definitely, man. But I think that was the first time I met him, and we just got on ever since then. Do you know what I mean? He bought me cheese naan toasty. I was like, he's my definitely friend for life now.
That's it. Tattoo him on my back.
Buy me food.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then well, what happened after that then for the call up? How did it come about?
Well, obviously, like, I think, like, since that time meeting Padge, we kept in touch, and like, I was going back when I was in Revoker, I was going back and forth his house, his studio, and we were doing a bit of writing as well, like, to me together. You know, we've written some songs that we haven't even released yet, like, but just me and him and some other guys, and so just got to know each other better, like, you know. And at the time I was working in a car shop in Cardiff. It was when Revoker was kind of, you know, slowing down a bit, I mean, because the whole thing with Roadrunner, I was writing anyway. I just carried on writing if it was for Revoker or like another project. So I just kept busy, you know, making music. And then me and Sarah then found out that we were having Jesse. It was like, amazing, fucking hell, like, you know. And I was working in the car shop. Yeah, and he just texts me. I was working like a night shift. And he just texts me saying, you know, do you fancy auditioning for Bullet? And I was like,
Nah, I'm all right.
Why not die?
Yeah. Oh, go. Do you know what then? Go on then. I got nothing better on the weekend. I'll fucking pop down.
I still think he was drunk. I did. I do. I think he woke up the next morning and thought, oh, what the fuck have I done? But yeah, you know, it was cool. Like, obviously management and got in touch and he said, you know, Looney's three songs. Oh no, it was film. Can you film the three songs and send it to us?
Oh, okay.
So I went to my mate because he had a studio. We done three songs. I think it was like Your Betrayal, Waking the Demon and Raising Hell, I think. So yeah, just set the camera up, me singing and playing, sent it to them. And then they offered me to go to London for a audition. I knew it was an opportunity for me. And I just, you know, like the songs that they sent me, I just rehearsed them religiously. Like, you know, I just didn't, in my, myself, like, I, you know, I think I got to smash this. Do you know what I mean? Even if I don't get it, I just want, you know, it's an opportunity. Like, yeah, I think we've done like another audition after that in Cardiff because it was between me and another guy. And they chose me then.
Nice.
That's fucking awesome.
And you've never looked back. But that's the thing, man. We really wanted to get into so many different aspects of your career, but especially with Bullet, how would you say your life has changed over the last 6 years? Because you mentioned there you've been actively in music since you were very young, if it's being like a roadie or loads of different projects. You've grafted so hard. So once you got that call up and became an official member of Bullet, what was that ride being like for the last 5 years?
Honestly, God, it's just been one massive blue. Do you know what I mean? Like, I remember, obviously, like, you know, but it's just been like, you know, you get on that train and it's going, do you know what I mean? And it's no stopping. That's what it's been like. And especially me and Sarah having Jesse as well. Like, it just all come at once and it was just, like, what is going on? Like, just all good things. Like, do you know what I mean? It was just, you know, it's, you know, it's been amazing the last 6 years. Don't get me wrong, it's been ups and downs. But looking back, it's just been an incredible 6 years, you know. I don't think I change anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But there must be such a part of you as a youngster, cannot believe what you're doing today. Because as I said, not only have you been grafting, I think a lot of people were so chuffed when you became a member of Bullet, but you've been a fan of that band for years.
Absolutely. I mean,
it must be crazy to think you've gone from learning those songs on your guitar, in your room, listening to them as a kid, to now playing them in front of fucking thousands at some of the biggest festivals in the world.
Yeah, no, definitely. Like, if someone told me when I was like 15, in 10 years' time, you're going to be memorable for Valentine, you'd be like, shut the fuck up. Do you know what I mean? Like, what? Like, you know, because obviously my main goal was to be in a band and tour. You know, if someone said to me, because that's how cocky I was back when I was 15, if someone said to me, oh, yeah, you're going to be famous, or not famous, but you know, up on a stage playing, I'd be like, yeah, I fucking am. Do you know what I mean? So it's just that ambition, like, do you know what I mean? But yeah, to be in Bullet, it was just like, I would have been like, you know, this is, you know, it's just crazy. But like another good story, like obviously because I've been a fan of Bullet for years, like, and when I was about 17, 16, 17, I went on a family holiday, right, to Florida. Me and my sister, we were in Orlando in the House of Blues. We were just walking past and we was like, oh, Bullet are playing tonight. And I never seen Bullet. So it was like, you know, before. I mean, I think I seen him once at Download, but like properly in an indoor arena, like, venue. Yeah, so we bought tickets. We went in to watch them and they just fucking blew me away. Like, you know, it was a Poison, do you know what I mean? Tour. And it was like, this Bullet, 18 Visions. And fuck, what was the other band though? Drop Dead Gorgeous, American band. I don't know if you remember them. It was a hell of a lineup, like. And,
oh, 18 Visions, like, Jesus.
But first time seeing Bullet, then they just absolutely blew me away. And I think that cemented me, like, being a fan then, seeing them, you know, for the first time. So the gig finishes, so I walk out and I see all these crowds of fans hanging around, and it was Matt outside signing autographs. So I went up to him. I was like, what did I say to him? Something stupid. I went, Welsh. I went like that, Wales. And he was like, Wales, oh. And I just said to him, I was like, oh, fucking awesome. You know, I explained to him, you know, a family holiday. And I remember saying to him, I said, I'm in a band because I was, before Revoker, E470. I think we were recording our first demo at the time. And I said, yeah, my band just recorded our first demo. And I said to him, I said, oh, in a couple of years, I'm gonna be playing with you. Like, as in, like, my band will be, like, playing support. Yeah. Like, me, that's the whole thing. I was like, like, it never did I know, 10 years later, I'd be in the fucking band. Like,
yeah, it's fucking... I'm going to be playing with you one day. And by that, I mean standing fucking next to you. Imagine you said that to him, man. Imagine how scared he would be. And here you are now. Yeah! I win that.
But yeah, it was... But yeah, the mad thing was then, I think it was like 10 years, it was like 2016, and it wasn't far off, like to the date, it was fucking weird. We were doing an American tour, and we played the House of Blues in Orlando. And
God, I've gone cold.
I know, every time I tell a story, I'd get goosebumps. Like, and I remember getting to the venue, I was telling the boys, and I said, you know, the story, because they never heard the story, in it, so I told them the story.
I've seen you before, boys. Yeah. Oh, boys have seen you play it before. Anyway, carry on. Yeah, that's fucking mad. Yeah.
Yeah, I think Matt was blown away, and it was funny because I had a photo with him back in 2006, and I'll send it to you. And
please.
He was like, well, "Let's go back, so go outside and recreate the photo." So 10 years later, so we were outside in the exact same spot, had the photo done, and I was just mad. Like, I mean, even when we were playing, because obviously it was the exact same venue. And we were playing, and I think Matt did like a speech because he was blowing away. Like, he said, oh, you know, 10 years ago, this kid came up to me and he was like, and he's now on stage with us. And he's like, you're the film rock star. Like, doing it. He was like,
yeah.
And when I was playing, I was just picturing like me and my sister, I can remember where we were standing. I was thinking, I was on stage thinking, this is fucking mad. This is, do you know what I mean? This is, you know, like Back to the Future. Like, do you know what I mean?
It's insane. What you should have done is, with the wireless pack, you should have walked and stood where you watched them and gone, fucking hell, I'm in here. I'm in this, mate.
Yeah, that's great.
But what a fucking story. Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. But what a full circle moment as well to experience all that. But that's why I love. You've never shied away the fact that how much Bullet meant to you prior you joining the band. So, I mean, it's the ultimate fan to band experience, bro.
Definitely. And it's just, you know, it's just been crazy, you know, great times, and hopefully for many more. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
No?
Yeah. What's the biggest gig you've done with the band?
I watched
the Wacken 2018 set
big.
The other day.
Yeah, that's big.
couple in, wasn't it?
I'm actually, every night, because obviously we got that download show coming up, so I've started rehearsing. You know, better Adam night, like, do you mean?
But, probably best. Like,
I've been putting the Wacken show on and just doing the set. Do you know what I mean? So put my headphones on and think that. But yeah, Wacken was that was a big one. Do you mean? And I think we done Rock on the Range in America. I think that was like a massive like football stadium, and that was pretty big as well. Like, so, but I'm weird. Like the bigger the crowd. It's weird for me. I don't feel as nervous. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
I don't know how we used to feel. Like, do you mean? But I don't know.
I think up to a certain level, because you can see faces.
Mm. Yeah.
Or you can only see faces up to a certain level anyway. And then everybody's just like a, you know, balloon.
Yeah, exactly.
You just don't know. I think that's what it is. I think you just don't, you know, because your head's not going, right, 61,000, 62,000, 63,000. I think you're just like, oh, fuck it. I'm only playing to these lot, yeah. Yeah, it's fucking, it's just awesome, man. Fucking,
but,
I love
but
it.
But no, I do like playing it, the more people, better, like, do you know what I mean? Definitely get used to that, like.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, it must have been a great experience as well, because so far, obviously, you've had two records with the band in Venom and Gravity, have both done very well. How was it just being kind of touring and getting used to that side of things?
Yeah, no, it's been, obviously Venom was written before I joined, so it was like they wrote Venom, then I joined, and I think like the last day they were recording was when they invited me up, and they, you know, said, oh, you know, we wanted to be a member of the band. I remember listening into the record, it was like a listening party, and I was like, fucking hell, this is going to be crushing, like. But no, it's been great.
Oh, fuck, how am I going to play all this? Couldn't have been a simpler.
Blagged up to that far, and I think, here we go. But, no, it's been great, you know, obviously, especially with this new record as well, you know, getting together and it's been a bit of a challenge, obviously, with the restrictions and what's going on. But yeah, we've been, you know, meeting up, like doing Padges, doing a bit of writing for the album. Yeah, no, it's just like, you know, obviously I've done writing with Padge before, like, you know, especially with Mark involved as well, you know, getting involved with it. It's great. Like,
who was the first person who called when you had the bullet? Ooh. when they said to you, what was the, how was your reaction? Did you cry? Because I probably would have. I would have. I'm manly enough to make.
I don't know why I would have cried. When they told me, it was in Metropolis Studios, because they said, because I'd done two auditions, and they said, right, there's one final audition now. And I was thinking, yeah, fucking hell, boys.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
How many callbacks? Like?
Yeah. But you got to come to London to do it, Metropolis. Because, like, all right, no problem. But looking back, I should have got the input, because he was going, oh, you don't need no gear, you just turn up, we'll sort your transport out as well. So I was like, oh, fair enough. So I turned up and, yeah, they called me into the room and they just said, oh, you know, we love your auditions and you wanted to be a member of Bullet. And I don't know my reaction. I probably just told him to fuck it, though.
Tidy, nice and boys.
What? I come all the way up here for this?
I thought he was auditioning.
Yeah. I thought we were fucking playing today, boys. This has really let me down, to be honest. If I knew we were liars, yeah, I wouldn't have joined him. I wouldn't have even auditioned for the band. That's unbelievable. Yeah, but yeah.
But yeah, I think obviously Sarah and I called straight away and I just said, oh, yeah, got it, I'm in. And she, you know, she was over the moon, like, you know.
It's, yeah, that's fucking brilliant, man.
Yeah. Cool, man.
That's awesome. Amazing, man.
And here we are now. Fucking love it. I love it.
What would you how would you really describe your relationship with Matt and Padge and the boys, both like kind of personally and like on a creative level? Because obviously you've known of each other for quite a while now.
Yeah, well, obviously, yeah. No, we get on great, you know. It's obviously, I met Padge, you know, before. And then when I joined the band then, it was Matt and Moose when I joined. And yeah, we just got on great, like, you know, especially and when we were jamming as well. It just felt like that I'd been in the band for years. Do you know what I mean? And obviously, I think being Welsh as well, same sense of humour. So, do you know what I mean?
I think it had to be somebody Welsh. I don't know.
Yeah.
I genuinely don't know if it would have worked if they'd had like an American chap in just fucking being
well, I think, I think that's what Matt said when, you know, when they told me, like, they were saying, oh, you know, to be, you know, obviously we're looking for a new member. We never would have thought we'd have another Welsh member, and do you know what I mean? That's cool, like, you know. But, yeah, and same with the writing, you know, I think we're all on the same level, writing, you know, wise and stuff, and, yeah, that's great. It's definitely obviously writing with Padge and then writing with Matt, because, you know, with Matt I can do like vocal melodies and stuff and like lyric ideas, and Padge and it's just like jamming some stuff with him, you know. But no, it all works cool, like.
Nice. No, it's good to see, man. It's really good to see. And especially like when you think back of all the tours you've already done with the band, you've had some like crazy lineups involved where you've supported Slipknot or just playing with fucking random people. I've seen photos of you with like Tom Morello and just Ozzy. I mean, like, how is it on that scale of things as well to be surrounded by all these mega rock stars so often?
I'm a celebrity soaker, I am.
Me too, right? Me too, yeah.
Look who it is. Is it? Run up. Come a picture. No, it's amazing. Like I said, it's just a dream in it of when you was a teenager, you know, of one day playing with your idols. Do you know what I mean? You know, I've played with Ozzy a few times, not once, and it's been like, you know,
sick of it. I fucking played with Ozzy a few times, like
Ozzy,
went too many.
Yeah, Ozzy, stop nagging us to go on tour. Will you texting me all the time on WhatsApp?
But no, it's just like I said, it's just a dream, innit, you know. And because it was funny because we supported Ozzy when I was in Revoker. That was like fucking hell, you know, it was Ozzy. I thought then I was like, oh, I never get a chance, never again was when this happened. And then obviously with Bullet then played with him, I was just thinking, this is just amazing, like, you know, it's like meeting, like I said, Slipknot and Corey Taylor, getting to know them. They're just super nice guys, do you know what I mean? And when you notice, like when you're a teenager and you look up to these people and you're thinking, fucking hell, if I meet these one day, and then when you do meet them, they're super cool. It's like, it just makes it a million times better, like, you know?
Yeah. That's awesome. Who's been like the biggest person biggest inspirational person you've met? Like, mine would probably be, you were there. Like, fucking Pharrell.
Pharrell, yeah.
That was a pretty fucking weird one for me.
Yeah.
Because I fucking loved him prior to it, and I loved him even more. I didn't think I could love him more. But then he was so fucking nice to me. I was like, oh.
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm married, if you ask me.
I remember Jay as well. I remember when we sat in a circle, when we, and then Pharrell, he was talking about when he, like, doing a song like hip-hop and metal, when he, or something like
that. Yeah, these Nine Inch Nails and somebody else he mentioned, yeah.
And Jay was nudging me. And he's like, Ian, look at you. Because as you're talking, he went, look at his fucking watch. Look at his watch. Yes.
I'm glad you backed that up. I'm starting to wonder, because I told that a couple of times on podcasts, and I'm wondering if people are going, I reckon Sean's a fucking liar and none of this has ever happened. Yes, fucking somebody else will fucking bang.
It was a nice watch, mate.
Oh, yeah, it was a G-Shock, wasn't it? It was a G-Shock covered in diamonds.
Yeah. Amazing,
fucking
man.
Brilliant.
But yeah, I don't know, like Corey Taylor, do you know what I mean, for instance, and like when meeting him, just an absolute, you know, he's probably one of my favorite vocalists, like, you know, and just meeting him, being such a nice guy. And when we toured with him in America, I think it was like a couple of days towards the end of the tour, he bought us all presents, like, do you know what I mean, just to say, oh, thank you for being on the tour. He's like, do you know what I mean? You know, what a super, like, just, like, to me, he's like the biggest rock star on the planet myself. And he's like such a down-to-earth just legend, like, you know. And
what did he get you? I gotta ask.
Yeah, what's it?
I'm showing off. It's just this this mask. How cool this is.
Oh, nice. Oh.
Yeah. It was like it's like a handmade, well, it's made out of wood, it's like, do you mean? But I think they were doing like a couple of shows in Mexico, and then when they jumped back on tour with us, or when we jumped back on with them, I think he'd got them in down in Mexico, and he said, oh, you know, so he's just, you know, kind of like a little present.
Fucking lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's nice.
Fucking,
you know,
hell.
Well, actually, when you think about it, that's a mad thing. Corey Taylor from Slipknot bought you a mask. I mean, exactly, of all items to get you, that's the thing you'd want from him.
Yeah. I'd imagine his own mask comes out of the Slipknot fund as well. So he's gone out of his way to buy a mask. He hasn't even bought his own. He doesn't even pay for his own mask. And he's bought you a mask. That's
super nice
brilliant.
Guy.
Oh, yeah. That's fucking brilliant, man. No, it's just nice to see that, you know, you've had these experiences and stuff. But especially in this last year as well, obviously, you know, you've mentioned you've been creative with the Bullet guys writing new music. But Shadow Addict, now we've just put out a brand new band and project, new 4-track EP. Tell us about it. Is it just a, like, alternative methods for you to be creative? Or what's the really story behind starting this now?
Yeah, well, the way it came about, me and, because obviously with the lockdown and stuff, just trying to keep busy, do you know what I mean? And me and Jace were writing music for Sky TV. We were doing like, So we just, we were writing like indie pop rock songs, like, you know, for Sky. So we were working together, just sending over ideas. And I was like recording vocals here in my attic / studio. And he sent over in a few tracks, which is unexpected, like, you know, and which was Shadow Addict, do you know what I mean? That he'd been working on with Nick and Jim, who were super talented, you know, the three of them are, you know? And he just said, have a listen. If you're into it, do your thing over it. And I had a listen, and it just grabbed me, like, do you know what I mean? It just stood out, and it was like, obviously, it's not a million miles away from all I do, but it was that something different about it that triggered something, like, do you know what I mean? And yeah, I just done my thing on it, sent it over, and they were just like, yes, this is awesome. And, you know, it was no pressure behind it. I mean, it was just like, we ain't even going to go, let's not go to a label. Let's not even do PR for it. Let's just record 4 songs and fucking chuck it out. I mean, it's music. And I think that's what got us excited about it.
I love the idea of Jason sending over a demo and you going, bro, this isn't Sky, you're not going to take it. It's like, it's not for Sky.
No, but how does that work? How does working for, like, writing music for a thing like Sky come about? And, like, is there, like, restrictions? Like, is there anything you've written that we probably, like, recognize? Baffled by this.
Yeah, so basically Sky, so Jace has been doing work for Sky for a couple of years. And so what they do is they send over, like, a list of what they want, basically. So, like, the upbeat song in a style of so-and-so. You know, not fucking too heavy. Do you know what I mean? And so that was like, it was challenging for me because obviously I'm so used to writing metal and rock. Do you know what I mean? So I was putting ideas down, which were quite heavy. and then send them to Jace, and then Jace was like toning it down. Like, do you mean you would like, you know, indie it up, like, and send it back. I do the vocals on it, and yeah, it was just like back and forth like that, you know.
Is there anything on TV now? Have you got it?
Yeah, they've chosen, I think, four tracks that are definitely going to be used, but we don't know when they're going to be used. I don't know if they'll let us know, but I don't know. I might be watching Ormes in the Armour. might be on it. I might even be on Ormes in the Armour.
What a fucking Inception moment, right? They have you on Ormes under the Armour. The theme, the song, the jingle in the background is you singing some indie, and then they go, yeah, and he's also in Bull of it, and then he's playing Bull of it. Oh my God. What a PRS payday.
Absolutely, but
36 pence of it. Unbelievable.
That's my goal.
I also like the idea of you just changing the channel and like, oh, there I am.
Yeah. But no,
that's
great.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it works basically. And then obviously, you know, the Shadow Addict thing come about, then recording that as well. That was, it was just fun. Do you know what I mean? Because obviously we were trapped in our houses. Do you know what I mean? And it was like, you know, because of lockdown, and I was singing in my, you know, attic slash studio, and I was doing the vocals, and we had like, sometimes I can sing up here and I don't give a fuck, like, do you know what I mean? Cause I obviously got neighbors, but then sometimes I'm singing and I it's in my head then, oh, they're listening to me. Do you know what I mean? I'm thinking, oh, fuck, you know what I mean? And cause obviously do a couple of takes, and I bet they're thinking, what the fuck is he doing? Like, do you know what I mean? Like my miss, like Sarah and Jesse, they love it. Do you know what I mean? When I start singing, he comes up here and he starts banging the drums. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, he loves it. Yeah,
jamming with me.
Yeah, I've seen on Instagram how much he loves it. It's fucking brilliant.
Actually, some of the vocals I done for Shadow Addict, right? We done in my car. I was doing demos. I was like, all right, I just got to get out somewhere on my own. So I was demoing. I took my laptop, my interface, and my mic. I'd just drive out on the mountain, just doing demos, and but then when I sent them the vocals, they were like, yeah, this is, you nailed it. And I was like, well, use them. I was like, yeah, well, I've done it in my car. Do you know what I mean? He's like, yeah, that's cool. Fine.
And he's like, oh, where'd you get that low frequency from? And he's like, oh, that's the diesel engine in my car.
Is that a sheep in the background?
I just heard somebody shout, oh, are we in Vokru? What the fuck's going on? Unbelievable. When's Jesse and Jamie's project coming in? Because that's a project I'd be interested in, to see you and you and Jesse.
That's in the works.
It's coming. It's gotta come. Because I'd imagine him, you get him yelping on a track, he'd be well up for that.
He does, man. When I'm practicing and just like doing music, I'm singing. He just take the mic off me. He's like, my turn now. I'm like, crack on in. I can't say no. He loves him, and you know, I'm not one of those people that's like pressure, you know, forcing it on him. I don't think he's got a choice anyway. But because, you know, he's around it all the time. But yeah, he loves music. I mean, and I don't know. Maybe he will in the future.
Yeah, I've seen you've been able to kind of take him out a lot on tour in different countries and stuff already, so that must just be a nice experience that, you know, you've got the family there.
Oh, definitely. And that's like, going back to the last, like said, 6 years, like that's probably been one of my favorite things as well, like touring, going to places in Europe and bringing them out with me, like, do you mean, because, you know, I think that's what it's all about, you know. And that's when I look back on, I think, you know, that's winning. That is, yeah, I just love it. And like, he's going to be at the Download show now in a couple of weeks. And it just makes me feel, you know, obviously because being away for so long and touring can be a bit of a struggle, like, to me, especially when you've got a family. But then when they can actually come out and you can see what I'm doing, it just, like, yeah, that's the reason why I'm away for like months on end, do you know what I mean?
Do you remember the first time he came to see you?
I'm trying to think now. I think the first show was... He weren't actually at the show, but we brought him down in the day. He was only like 2 months old. We played Swansea. And I took him on the bus and he slept in my bunk for a bit.
Nice.
Got a cracking photo of him. But I think it was, trying to think, it might have been, yes, Download 2018. Yeah, he's only like 3. I think it just blew his mind. Do you know what I mean? He's thinking, like, what is he doing? 3 years of age on the main stage of Download, like, to me.
Yeah. Looking around going, look at all those people looking at my dad. It's not like it's in town.
brilliant. But yeah, but it was funny because I wanted to take him on after we played. And the last, our last song, we had pyro. And he shit himself, and he, so, do you know what I mean? So I went to grab him. He was like looking at me going, oh. I was like, you're going to regret that, but.
But, brilliant, man. Fucking brilliant.
No, yeah. That's awesome, man. That's awesome. But speaking of like all these different projects, I would love to get into Revolca just a little bit, because I do think there'll be a lot of people listening to this who have always wondered really what happened to the band. Because obviously, as you mentioned, you decided to Roadrunner, you put an album out. There seemed that there was loads of momentum behind the band at one point, but then it just kind of seemed to slightly fade. I mean, can you really tell us the whole story with that?
Well, obviously, Revolca was, before we used Revolca, it was A470. And, we're all four friends, you know, close, we still are, like, doing best friends, like, and I was thinking the other day, Sean, like, it's like that 2005, 2006, you know, those years during the MySpace years, I think, like, I mean, well, Blackout, you know, when you released your first EP and that, it was just fucking great times, like, do you know what I mean? And we were just starting up, like, doing demos and just doing the circuit, you know, playing, you know, the Studio Bar Merthyr, Cardiff Barfly, yeah, and that's how we started, basically, and then we changed our name into Revolca. We started recording, we're recording a new EP with Jeff and Ginge in Newport.
Mm.
And Benji from Skin Red was there. We were recording, he poked his head in, he's like, fucking hell, what's this? Like, I was 18 at the time, or 17, 18, when I was doing it. Like, I mean, so I was, you know, I was kind of new to, like, writing music then, do you know what I mean? As far as, you know, we can write riffs and that, but writing melodies and lyrics is a different thing, like, do you mean? Especially when you're 17, 18, like, yeah, I just sat down with Benji and he was like, showing me the way, basically, how to, you know, write things that make sense then. Melodies and even singing as well. I think he actually taught me how to scream, which is pretty cool. Because at the time we were like, we were doing this song and he was like, oh, you know, do a massive scream at the start. I was like, I can't scream. And he's like, oh, this is how you do it, man. Yeah, he just showed me the technique. And ever since then, I just practiced it, you know what I mean? And I got it. But yeah, we did an album then with Jeff and Ginge, and Benji was, you know, producing the album. We just sent it off to a few labels. We had like management involved and sent it to Monty Connor, who'd signed Slipknot, you know, Machine Head, you know, all the Roadrunner bands, like, you know, and he loved it. He loved the band. And he's like, yeah, we're going to sign you. And we were kind of, I was 18 at the time. Do you know what I mean? I was thinking, what? Bit of a head spin, like, you know, obviously being 18 years of age, signing the Roadrunner, what does that mean? Like, do you know what I mean? You know, like, you're going on tour now and it's like, fucking hell, you know, we've got to live up to like these bands like Slipknot, Machine Head. We started touring, we supported like Rob Zombie, and like you said, Morgan, you know, we had great momentum behind us. Yeah. And I think it was time then to actually, well, no, what it was, we released the album, and then I think it was like a couple of months later was when Roadrunner was getting bought out then by Warner Brothers. So they were laying off and like your Monty Connors, you know, the heads of the label that were, you know, signed us, do you know what I mean? And the people in the UK, they went and we were kind of like, yeah, we are here. Like Warner Brothers were like, wow, we got Slipknot, Nickelback, all these massive bands. Who the fuck is this? Like, and yeah, it was weird. It was a weird situation where they didn't want to do another album, but they didn't want to drop us either. So they were like, we were stuck in limbo. And it was cruel. It was fucking cruel.
What were they expecting? And just to keep the album in hopes that it kicked off and then be like, oh, we've got these, mate.
Yeah, well, it was no choice, was it? It's just like, well, yeah, there's no choice than just to not do no more spit up, like, you know. But no, we kept going though, because like, obviously we were writing and stuff. But then it kind of just, I know, took the wind out of our sails. When we were trying, just having that over the hanging over the top of us, we just felt like it was a bit, could have had a better shot then, do you mean? And even they thought that as well, like, because I, speaking with Monty a couple of years back, and he was like saying, oh, I know, I wish we had a proper cycle with you guys, like saying like, no, sorry, how it ended, like, do you mean? It was just a bit of a shit thing, like, but you know, it is what it is. And then that's when, like I said, I started working in the car shop, do you mean? Writing music, either for Revolca or like a new project. I was going to do something. And I think Chris the guitarist from Revoker. I think he was like, you know, I need to take some time out. He's had, just had a baby as well. Oh. Do you know what I mean? So it kind of all just started disbanding then. Do you mean? Yeah. We could see that they weren't, you know, not that it wasn't any point doing it, but it was like, if we ain't going to give it 110% like we have been for the last 5 years, then it's pretty much no point really. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, how long was the gap then between the end of Revoker and Bullet?
I think 2013, we did our last tour with Revoker. So I think we had like a year off writing and figuring out what the plan was doing. We had to change the name. We'll do something different. Yeah, so about a year and a half. But like to me, like I said, I was going to do something anyway.
Yeah.
You know, regardless.
Sure. Yeah.
Regardless,
but,
like.
Yeah, but that must just be such a strange situation to be kind of under a deal like that and just not be able to do anything with it.
Mm. Oh, yeah. It was so, like I said, 1 minute I was like 18 years of age. Obviously, that's young to sing. Yeah. But like looking back now, at the time, I thought, I'm fucking ready. Do you know what I mean? I'm going to headline download. Like, do you know what I mean? But it is a young age, like me looking back now. Obviously, I've matured a lot like since then, but yeah, what was the question?
But anyway, that does go nicely into headlining download. So, yeah, this episode is going to go out the weekend, we hope, of the download pilot.
Well, awesome. And, we'll all be listening to this as we're all making our way to download, Sean.
Class.
Yes, that's true. So, yeah, this is everybody's getting hype for download. The pilot. Yeah. When did you find out about that?
About 2 weeks ago.
Was it?
Long ago, that. We had the email. We had the email and they were like, we've been offered to headline download for this pilot. I was reading it thinking, is this a fucking joke? Do you mean? Because, you know, the year and a half that we've had.
Yeah.
You know, when none of us was expecting it. We're doing it. Do you know what I mean? And it's just like, shit, I better start rehearsing it. Do you know what I mean? Start touching up other songs. Are we buzzing, man? We can't, honest to God. It's like, I think because it is the pilot and it's like the festival that's going to kickstart the industry back up, just makes it more special. Like, and obviously to be headlining, you know, that's another tick for me. Like, do you know what I mean?
No, for you sure.
It's fucking awesome. For yeah. Sure. What a fucking goal.
Yeah.
What another step up. Like, it's just awesome. It's awesome. I couldn't be happier for you, but
cheers. No, it's like you said, it's like we've all had for the last 16 months, it's been tough on everyone, haven't it? Do you know what I mean? You know, everyone's had a fucking hard. And I just think this weekend at Download, everyone is just going to lay loose. Fucking, do you
I
mean?
Fucking hope so.
Oh,
I know
I am. And I said this before I knew that this Download thing was happening. I don't care who is playing any festival. I'm going to fucking go. I mean, if my mate Roddy from the Workman's Club said, Jamie, come down, do a couple of songs, acoustic songs. Fucking right, but I'm down there, like, do you mean?
Yeah. Yeah, but that's, yeah, I think it's going to be fucking brilliant.
Yeah, I can't wait to see you on that stage, man. I think it's just going to be such a great atmosphere and, just live music back, man. Have you guys had any chats about any, like, maybe surprises or anything special you're going to be doing for the set?
Yeah, we're going to be playing a new song in the set. So, we're going to be releasing a new song a couple of days before the download. Yeah. So, cool.
Well, I'll be out now, then, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. So,
if you haven't already, right, if you're listening to this, right, because Jamie is on and Jamie's in Bullet for my Valentine. You've obviously heard the song by now.
Yeah, we are.
Because if you haven't, you're a terrible Bull of a Valentine fan. And as soon as this finishes, you've got to go and listen to that to get ready for the fucking weekend.
Fucking right.
Yeah, what's the vibe, Jim? I'm guessing acoustic folk, is it?
Yeah, acoustic dance. Yeah. Reggae.
Happy hardcore ska. Yeah. Everyone's favourite, happy hardcore ska. What's the vibe?
Yeah, tell us about it.
Yeah, the track is titled Knives, and it's... it's a fucking nasty track.
Nice.
I think the Yule album is just aggressive. I know every band says it, do you know what I mean? But this is probably the heaviest Bullet album that's been done, like, do you mean? And I think it's just like the frustration over the past year, that's, you know, with everything. And it's just like, you know what? We ain't holding back, like, do you mean? This is, you know, it's crushing, like. But yeah, we can't wait to play it live. And then we got another announcement then, I think, a couple of days after download, which I can't see at the moment, but a couple of surprises.
Nice.
So, but yeah, it's just like with this download announcement now, it's just, you can see that there is light at the end of the tunnel. Do you know what I mean? Things are moving forward. It's positive. So, you know, I just can't wait, like, you know.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
So would you say this now is kind of a catalyst for a next cycle for Bullet with the album and stuff? Or is it just putting the single out for the time being and see what happens next?
Yeah, well, like I said, this is going to be released now. And then it's going to be announcements then, a couple of days after. in the future.
Yeah.
And then... let's just like so I'm saying this time next year, hopefully we'll be, like I said, back normal touring the world. You know what I mean? Or at least, you know, parts of the world. Like we all need it.
Oh, we do. We do. Oh, if you need a fucking I just realized I can't do any fucking teching. If you need a mic stand tech, Jim, right?
Right.
You know, I'll fucking pop out. I'll quit school as well.
Fucking brilliant. Hell.
Oh, but yeah, I'm just fucking busting to go to any, all shows now. It's just, if anything, I think, if it hasn't reinforced people's love for live music.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, this is what.
You've got to be fucking meant. You didn't like live music in the first place.
Well, it's exactly. And, obviously. You know, in the past, you know, like say download or and the festival announced, and then you see the comments, people going, it's a fucking shit lineup. Do you mean it's like, don't know how lucky we are? Like, do you mean, all right, not every band's your cup of tea, whatever? Like, but like, if this does, like you said, change people's ways of thinking with live music and that, do you know what I mean? Like you said,
they fucked in it. Yeah, it's just fuck them, fuck those people.
I'm just happy for everyone that's going, playing. I just get to experience, you know, this.
Yeah.
The festival vibes, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Finally, like a live event.
Going back to those kind of tech-in and like roadie days as well, is there any other bands you've been out with in that capacity, or was it just...
No, I think it was only, let's be honest, so Sean, you can't really see I was tech-in for you. Yeah.
It's just a fucking hangout, doesn't it? Yeah, exactly. Oh.
Cutting out a few cymbals and guitars, like.
Oh, Snodders, do you need to handle that pedal? Yeah, all right, I'll be back now. And then just never turn up again. That's what I fucking do. A couple of times we just took friends out and we were like, yeah, they take it. We took my friend Scott to Australia. He didn't even fucking carry his own bags, I don't think.
Amazing, man. Fucking brilliant. But no, like you said, it's the experience, isn't it? But it's...
Think about it, though, right, Jim? You were fucking... I've just realised how much of a movie we could make out of your fucking life.
I probably could, but
you could, though.
Yeah.
You meet the
who would play me, though?
Who would you want to play?
I'm going to tell you a story now, boys. Right?
Oh, wait,
I reckon Samuel L. Jackson, but go
on. I'm going to tell you a story, and this is the guy that I want to play me, right?
Okay.
We was playing this festival a couple of years ago in Florida, right? Foo Fighters headlining, and we were out in the crowd, me and a few of the boys, on a drink. It was the first time I'd seen Foo Fighters live, and blew me away. They're probably one of the best bands I've seen live to this day. Like, I mean, they were fucking amazing. So we're having a laugh, just singing, amazing. And I said to the boys, right, I'm going to go backstage and get a few more beers. Because I don't pay for my own beer, do you mean? It's just cool.
Hey, you don't pay.
You know.
Hey. No, fuck yeah. It's the only perk of being in a band.
I know. But I went backstage and I got grabbed a beer. I was like, oh, side of stage there. So I walked up, flagged myself on the side of stage, watching Foo Fighters on the side of stage. Yeah, this is class. All of a sudden, right, just randomly, they started playing Grease. Right? And I was thinking, hey, well, they're playing this, so they're great. This guy walks by the side of me on the stage and the crowd go ballistic, right? They go fucking nuts. I think, you know, what's happening? What's happening? He walked back. He was fucking John Travolta. Right? I was stood by John Travolta, like, and I didn't even know. Do you know what I mean?
That's fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
Did he have a wig on? Did he have his hair on all the time?
Aye, did I?
Oh.
Yeah, well, he'd have to get wigs to play the different Jamies through the years as well, wouldn't he? So,
oh, yeah.
That's fucking brilliant.
So John Travolta, you can play the movie.
Right, we need to get this started.
I can't wait to see John Travolta playing young Jamie. Fucking hell. 17-year-old Jamie in school played by John Travolta. Fucking brilliant. Unbelievable.
Wow. But cycling back to Revolca as well, I mean, obviously, there's a bunch of you now who have all got different projects and working on stuff, but has there ever been like any like conversations or little inklings that maybe something could come back with you guys again?
Yeah, we keep in touch all the time. A few of the boys are going to come up to download. We keep in touch. It's just when we got time, really, because obviously Bullet's ramping up now. Chris is doing Valhalla, Waits with Snoz. Shane is doing his own thing. He's working with the BBC now. But I think when the time is right, I'm definitely up for it. I am definitely up for, you know, releasing some new music and maybe do a show. You know?
What about Shadow Addict shows? Is there any possibility of that?
Maybe. Well, we obviously at the moment it's just like a lockdown project, like, to me.
Yeah.
And it's definitely going to be new music in the future. But
because we had Colin from 100 Reasons on, and he's in a new band called They Fell from the Sky.
Jason.
Yeah. Fucking hell. Fuck it, Jason's on in my band. Oh, that's what I'm missing out. I'm going to write it down. Be a get Jason. Anyway, so I said to Colin, I was like, oh, this new stuff's awesome. It's got like a fucking proper like new metal-y vibe. It's fucking brilliant. I was like, you're going to play it live? And he was like, nah.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? I was like, that's the perfect music to come back and play live. And he's like, I don't know.
Yeah, definitely.
I just wonder if,
I'd love, yeah, I think we'd love to. But like, again, it's just, you know, the timing and, you know, the opportunity shows yourself, and we will, like, you know.
Yeah,
I'd be up for it. I'd definitely be up for it.
Well, just a couple more very quick things, Jamie, before we let you go. You've mentioned in passing some like great relationships and just lessons you've learned from people and being on the road for so long. Is there anything or any piece of advice over the years that really stuck with you in music or just living on tour that you would think more musicians should be able to hear, or just people in general?
I don't know. I just think take your time, because I'm always thinking, fucking hell, we got to do this, we got to do that. I mean, your mind is always like bloody thinking of what you should be doing. Just, I don't know, just do your best, like, you know, of whatever you're doing, you know, whether if it's music, anything you're doing, give it your all. But also as well, just take that step back, chill a bit as well. Like, you know, don't, you know, force anything too much. Like, with the music as well, like you said, just be true to yourself. And as it is, like, you know, just do music what you want to do. Because it won't last for later. I mean, if you just write this stuff for like, yeah, because it's fucking popular, whatever, that ain't gonna last very long. So just do what you want to do, and fuck everyone else.
Yeah,
that's it. That's the attitude you want.
Yeah. Well, my last thing from me was, you got a trying to crowdfund a book with James Sharrock, I believe, for a Bullet for My Valentine photo book.
That's old James, that is. He's been doing that for the, he's been putting it up now for the last month, haven't he? He's putting it up, I think it's going to be 2 more days, I think, left of it. So, we're trying to help him plug it. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to get one, obviously, and be cool. Because I remember Sharrock, he came out on my first tour that I done with him in South America. So he came down there, and that's where the photos of us were from. And I think when I done the audition as well, he took some pictures. Yeah, he's a nice guy. He's fucking mad.
Yeah, he's fantastic. Yeah, he's mental.
I remember we played Rio, right? And he was like, come on, let's go out. I'll film. I'll take the camera. Let's go exploring. I was like, fucking, are you sure? He's like, because in Rio, it's like one part you're on Copacabana Beach in paradise. You walk like 2 minutes up the road and it's like shacks with people with fucking one legs. Do you know what I mean? He's like, come on. So he's walking like, I took us up these like hills and shacks, and literally like it was mad. No, it's like Ross Kemp documentaries. He was like, God, it was, you know, come on, was this?
Ross Kemp,
oh, that's brilliant. But they were all coming towards us going like, you know, what are you doing? I mean, the camera, like, do you mean? They were thinking, fucking hell. But definitely an experience. I was like, shock. I'm not doing that again. But
Yeah. Sounds
you didn't get chased by the cold potatoes, did you? That's the gang from that Ross Kemp. Oh, that's licking it. Ross Kemp on gangs. Fucking brilliant.
Amazing.
Yeah, thank you so much for this, man. Yeah, it's been brilliant.
Yeah, it's been super good to see you again.
I'm fucking crying from laughter. I'm sweating from chuckling. And you made me freezing cold with your fucking brilliant stories.
I appreciate it very, very much.
But honest to God, mate, it's just been great to see your rise with everything and how much success has come into you over the last few years. And I'm so excited for not only Download Now, see you back on that stage, but new Bullet and new Shadow Addict.
Yeah, definitely, boys. No, thank you. Thanks again for having me on. Like I said, I'm a fan of yours as well, you know what I mean?
You're listening to Sabin Podcast!
Yes!
I love him. I absolutely love him. And I love everything he's accomplished. The stories are fucking amazing. They're amazing. Also, guys, if you did put it on a slowed down speed, you can speed it back up now because me and Morgan are going to talk like we normally do in the intro and outro bits.
Yes. But it's funny to see how excited Welsh people get. We do turn very, very like, the accent comes on a lot more, doesn't it? But no, it's just great to see Jamie and talk to him about everything. Just get the gossip about Revolta and what happened. Because as I mentioned in the chat, that was such a band with so much momentum at one point. And just living his dream with Bullet is the nicest thing in the world to see. And yeah, when random video clips on YouTube come up of him playing fucking Wacken and all these amazing festivals around the globe, it's mad to see he's up there screaming and Ed banging away.
Yeah, it's awesome. And yeah, I just, like I said in the intro, like I'm just glad to be involved in some way in, you know, like introducing him to them. Just seeing it happen, it's fucking amazing. It's absolutely brilliant. And I love that it happened to him. And yeah, it couldn't have happened to somebody more Welsh either. So that's what I love about it.
So what you're trying to say, Sean, if you're going to be remembered for anything, is that not your work, but helping other people fulfill their dreams. You don't want to say he owes you 20% of everything he's ever made, but
I was trying, do you know what, when I said I'm glad to have, you know, been involved in that, I hope people genuinely hear me and take it on as me. I'm fucking chuffed for him. He's fucking living his dream. He's in one of these fucking arena headlining fucking bands. I love it. I was hoping people wouldn't take it like that, but now you fucking said that. You're goddamn right. Owned in absence. I want it all. Who else? Who's ever had blonde hair? Pink. She owes me. Marilyn Monroe. As it is. Who else? Come on.
Dream State? I don't know. There's loads. I don't know.
No, I don't know if we had any involved. Oh, he had blonde hair. Yeah. Anyone's got blonde hair? Yeah.
Anyone's got blonde hair.
You're welcome. No, I didn't mean it like that. I genuinely chuffed for Jamie and he fucking deserves it. He's an absolute lovely, beautiful human.
Yeah, he is. He's a very, very top chap. And it'll be exciting to see now where Bullet for My Valentine go in this new album cycle. Of course, they've released their new single today called Knives. It's available on all streaming platforms. And they have a couple of announcements coming in the following weeks. So head over to their website and social media for all the details on that. But I'm sure their set at Download Pilot this weekend is going to be one for the history books. I'm excited for everyone to just have a giant mosh together and it's going to be a lovely time.
Yes. If you're listening to this on the way up to Download, please let us know and what bands you are looking forward to seeing and who we should check out. If you're listening to this after Download, tell us who you saw and who was awesome. If you didn't go to Download, sorry.
But you'll live through us, our experiences next week, I guess. That's the obvious thing to tell people, because there's loads of content coming. You're going to see photos of us everywhere. You're going to see fucking mad chats. You're going to be like, oh, those look at them two idiots enjoying themselves. How dare they?
Yeah, I'm getting an haircut especially for it as well. Oh, so I can't wait.
Oh, so am I.
Are you?
Yeah, I might. Oh, there's an insight. You'll be done by then. I might even jazz up my hair a certain way for
shut up.
Download.
Shut up. Oh, God alive. If you have the download dog, right, shaved into the side of your head, I'm going to be very upset.
No, that if they sponsored me for that, yeah, that's different. But they haven't been in touch to sponsor my hair space yet. So, I mean...
Hey, new tier on the Patreon. Check it out, guys. Patreon.com/happening. You could pay us to have your logo shaved inside of our heads. And by us, I mean just Morgan.
But no, we do have a few things to talk about very quickly before the end of this episode. So as I said, make sure to go and follow us on Sapling Pod on Twitter and Instagram for all the information about the pilot and everything else going on in the world of Sapling over the next few weeks. But we had some very nice news this past week where the Heavy Music Awards will be returning for 2021. And somehow we have been nominated as a finalist for their new Best Podcast category. Wow.
Well, number one, that is fucking mental, right? Who'd have thought, if he was worst... Right? I'd be like, yes, there you go. That's more like it. But we've been nominated for a best podcast. That's amazing. Was it best new podcast?
No, just best podcast in general. Best podcast.
Well, I was going to say, if it's best new podcast, that's a bit of a Pierce the Veil thing when the Black Belt Award and best international newcomer. It was 7 years. 7 years Pierce the Veil had been going for. But best podcast. Jesus Christ. Guys, listen. We are probably going to be against some absolute massive heavy hitters, right? Fact. There's just me and Morgan to do this. Mm-hmm. Some of those other podcasts, look at me turning everybody against other podcasts. They've got other people helping them and teams and all that shit. Anyway, do us a favour and vote for us on the Heavy Music Awards for Best Podcast, please. And I don't know why I'm still in this weird voice. I can't seem to get out.
Honest to God, it means the world to us that we've been nominated for something like this. Who would have thought this happening would be like a finalist for a Best Podcast category? But it's amazing. And we wouldn't be able to get here and do these things if it wasn't for all your wonderful support and people who make this happen. Sean's crying with laughter that this isn't even a thing. But if you want to help us maybe even win the goddamn thing, head over to Heavy Music Awards website and vote for us. I'm going to put a link in the description of this podcast, and of course there as being an announcement on our social media with all the other information if you need anything as well. If you're over 18 and vote, you automatically get entered to win tickets to a live ceremony of the event later on in the year. So if we win...
Wait a second. No. If we're nominated, do we get invited to this?
Well, yeah, we're a finalist, yeah. So we'll be going to this event if it happens, yes. If the UK government allows restrictions to be okay by then. And so just imagine, if we win, just imagine if we somehow win... What our reactions will be.
I'm not letting you speak. I can't do it. You'll say something wrong. Or, oh, God.
I'll go fucking
guys,
mad, but yes.
Listen, go and vote for us, because if we win, I promise you it's going to be a diabolical shambles. And I might get drunk, and I might...
kick off. Like.
I might start calling all the other podcast losers and saying I'm finally above the law. So, yeah, we'll find out. Please vote for us. Because I don't want to have to Kanye West it and go up and slap it out of somebody else's hand. Especially with Craig Reynolds, because he's quite a bit bigger than me.
He is.
So, and he will snap me in half. So please vote for us. I can't even believe we've been fucking nominated. Yes, that's mental.
But thank you again to the Heavy Music Awards for the nomination and everyone on the board for that. And just thank you again to everyone for listening and supporting us so, so much. Just one last thing before we go. Of course, as we mention every week, this podcast would not be possible without our loyal patrons. So if you head over to patreon.com/sapnin, not only is there loads of extra content over there, but you get included into a wonderful community that you'll meet your new best friends and just some wonderful people in the world. If you head to the description of this episode, not only is the link to vote, the link for the Patreon, but there's loads of names in there that we need to thank. But as we do each and every week, Sean is going to give a mahoosive shout out to the elite members of the SAP fam. They're the top tiers, and they are called these names.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yes, as Morgan mentioned, thank you very much to everybody who's part of our Patreon. If you're considering it, please do, because literally, in the words of a supermarket in the UK, every little helps. But right now, I have to say thank you very much to the higher tier Patreons, and they are as follows. Thank you very much: Kylie Wheeler, Mayumi Liwaway, Mikey McDonald's McMuffin Buns, Janelle Caston, Mitch Perry, Emma Barber, Kelly Young, Dilly Grimwood, Nathan Croshaw, Scooby-Drew Styles. Every week I struggle with that. Congratulations on the baby as well. Kelly Irwin, Paul Hirschfield, Liam Connolly, Kat Besson, Sammy G, Amadine Urbano, Shani Meyer, Boxer Anderson, Tony Michael, Captain Hannibal, Murray Grimwood, Amy Campion, Jenny Robson, Johnny Phillips. I can carry boxes and stuff if you need help for download. That's Scott Jones. Dan Gies, Caroline Robinson, Katrina, how is your gooch, Robinson? It's okay, thank you. I'd imagine it's going to be worse over the weekend. Actually, I'm not camping, so it'll be absolutely fine, whereas everybody else's gooch will be stinking it right. Anyway, thank you very much. Kate Stevenson, Jenny Munster, Lucy Diaz, Danny Eaton, Emily Senegals, Martina McManus, Becky Handy, John and Emma, Jason Heredia, Louis Cook, Sharif Awadali, Marcy Jacobson, Carl Pendlebury, Kelly Cannon, Kevin Clark, Livy Cropper, James McNaught, Stuart McNaught, Lydia Henderson, Craig, I'm back at work, Tim Martin, Take My Soul Again, Harris. Craig, I'm sorry to you that you're working for that absolutely pro-leave gobshite. May death come to him quickly and you take over his business. Thank you very much, Chris Howard. Ollie, have a great time at Download, you bastard Amesbury. I will all. Josh, I went for a job interview and they asked if I could perform Under Pressure. I said no, but I can do Bohemian Rhapsody, Chris. Alice Wood, Adam, King of the Gospel, Simon Amos, Rhys Bowrin, and last but not least, Connor Lewins. Thank you very much. And that was my phone going off in the background, which is very, very unprofessional.
Yes, we love every single person who helps make this thing a possibility. All your support, all your love, all your shares, all your listens. It helps us more than you can ever know. This has been a fantastic episode. I've loved speaking to Jamie, and I'm very excited for Download Pilot now. So tune in again next Friday. We will tell you about all the shenanigans and mischief we got up to at an actual live event, and keep an eye on the socials and our Patreon for even more content in the next coming weeks. We'll see you in the pit.
Peace. Happening.
It's happening.
The fuck is the weirdest ending we've ever done?
You're listening to Sapling Podcast with Sean Smith and Morgan Richards. Thank you very much for downloading this podcast or streaming it, or I don't know what else you do with podcasts. Thank you very much.